You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Monday, February 13th, 2006. Of course, I'm recording this Sunday evening, and that's just fine. I want to start out by saying that I was very saddened today when I did my typical checking of all the podcasts I listened to, and the first one that came up was Madge Weinstein's East Radio, and I read that her partner, Gussie Iskowitz, had passed away. I was very shocked and saddened, because I've been listening to Madge for a year now, and she's always talked about Gussie, and she's had Gussie on the show and stuff. And just recently I know that Gussie had been very sick and was in the hospital, and I thought she was doing okay. I say he because his name is Juan, and of course Madge is the character by Richard Bluestein, so excuse me. I was very sad to read that. I was quite shocked, so I know that she doesn't listen to my show, but I want to send, you know, my condolences and sympathies to Madge, because I'm sure she's going through a tough time right now, and I hope that she's able to get over this and always remember Gussie, because Gussie was a huge part of her life. So my condolences and sympathies to you, Madge. Best wishes. This weekend I went to the boyfriend's house, and I spent the entire weekend there. And we had, basically the entire weekend was taken up with anticipating a major snowfall. We had, I don't know if most of you listening in the country or in other parts of the world heard that the East Coast was under major snowstorm warnings and stuff. And the snow actually began early Saturday morning, and the boyfriend and I went to a winery. And by the time we left the winery, it was really coming down. Especially down where we went to the winery in Rappahannock County, Virginia. But we got home and basically spent the rest of the weekend watching the snow and doing things just to enjoy the snow. But this morning when we got up, we saw that there was basically a total of about 8 inches in Washington, D.C., but anywhere from 6 to 14 inches right around the area, in the Washington, D.C. area. So we got a major snowfall. Since I stayed in D.C. the whole weekend, I did have to drive home today, but I didn't leave until about, 2:45 or so, and the roads were all cleared. It was still snowing at the time, but the roads were all clear, and there wasn't too much. There was, at one point, on one road I drive on, a tree had fallen, and they knocked out the power, and the power company was there, and the police were there, and I had to wait for like 10 minutes to get through, but wasn't too bad. But there was definitely major snowfall, major disruptions to people's lives. And luckily for me, I don't have to go to work tomorrow. Neither does the boyfriend. So we at least got that out of it. That was nice. Now, I'll talk more about the weekend later, but I wanted to send a big special thank you to Special Delivery Mark. You might remember a couple of weeks ago that the boyfriend and I sent Special Delivery Mark 2 bottles of wine for him to try, and this weekend he decided to have the Jefferson Vineyards Vin Blanc. And I know I have to really apologize to him, because he wrote me like 3 or 4 emails and sent me some audio, and I haven't been able to write him back. Of course, by the time you're hearing this, I will have written him back, but I spent the whole weekend at the boyfriend's house, so I really didn't have access to any of my emails. I mean, I had access to the email, but I didn't reply, because I like to keep my replies on my computer. In any case, he had the Jefferson Vineyards Vin Blanc, and he recorded some audio to review the wine and let us know what he thought of it. And it was nice of him, because he sent like a, as Tigger would say, a mini podcast for me to play. So I'm going to play his audio, and hopefully you'll be able to hear it. So listen to this. This is the audio from Special Delivery Mark. about the wine. So listen to this.
Hello, hello. Hello, this is Special Delivery Mark to Archer and W. I just want to thank you for sending these lovely wines from Virginia. Tonight I'm tasting the Jefferson's Own Vin Blanc out on my patio, as the boyfriend suggested. And what I'm sipping it with... Now you're going to crinkle your nose, Archer. But I'm serving it with a salad. And some Granny Smith apples. With a raspberry vinaigrette. The salad is broccoli hearts, cauliflower hearts, carrots, and red cabbage. With walnuts. And some Granny Smith apples. Delicious. Especially with this delicious wine. Which is Jefferson's Own Vin Blanc. Oh, what do I say? How do I say it? I don't have a wine vocabulary, so I just want to thank you. First impressions of the wine, I opened the bottle up and noticed it had a neo cork, which is like a new cork technology, so they don't have to cut down all the bark off of the old oak trees in Spain. It's a very nice substitute. Works very well. And no cork taint. Okay, first off, I noticed a nice aroma of toasted oak. Kind of a buttery toasted oak. Excuse me. Oh, I wish I could have a zoom on my camera. Big flock of rock doves just came and roosted in one of my oak trees. Now back east, I'm sure you call these birds pigeons. But out here, they're much larger. They're solid gray with a white band around their neck. Anyway, I'm going to keep this short. So the wine is very lovely. It has a nice citrusy, almost a citrusy flavor. Kind of a very green, citrusy, fruity. See, I don't have a wine vocabulary, so please forgive me. But it's got a nice sweet aftertaste to it, and that goes really well with these Granny Smith apples. So I don't know what else I can say, Archer, other than thank you. This Jefferson's Own is very nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Mark. That was very nice of you to send that. He mentioned a couple things there. He talked about the synthetic corks. Now, we have noticed that many wineries are now going with these synthetic corks because it's harder to find real cork. And I'm not sure what he was mentioning, the cork something or other that you have. Corktation? I don't know what he was talking about. But it sounds like he did enjoy it, and I'm glad he did. That was nice of him to send that little podcast, mini podcast. So, thank you, Mark, and we look forward to hearing about the other winery, the Sangiovese. Did we send you a Sangiovese? I think that's what we sent. So, thank you, Mark. Now, sticking with the whole wine theme, you might remember, if you're a longtime listener, you know that the boyfriend and I, in 2005, were visiting lots and lots of wineries to collect stickers for our little book, our Passport to Virginia Wines. And we sent, back in December, we both sent off our books because we had 40-some stickers in there. And this week, actually it was on last Friday, I got my package from the Virginia Wine Association, giving me my gift for visiting all the wines and collecting all the stickers. And I got two wine glasses that say, Virginia is for wine lovers. They're just, you know, very basic wine glasses, but, you know, we had a fear that they were going to be this really cheap plastic, but turns out they're real glass, and they're actually decent, you know, for sitting around sipping. And I got two glasses. Excuse me. The boyfriend, though, he got his package just Saturday, and he only got one glass. And I said, because he was starting to throw away the box, and I said, honey, there should be two in there. He said, no, there's only one. And I was like, oh my God, I got two. So I got two glasses and he only got one. And I don't know why that is, because we had the exact same amount of stickers. So, boo-hoo for him. I was pleased with that because I, of course, am collecting wine glasses, although I'm not going to collect any more because I have too many wine glasses. Now, as I said earlier, I was going to go back to the weekend. We had a very snowy, busy weekend. We went to Grey Ghost Winery for their Cabernet and Chocolates, which is kind of like their Valentine's event. And we got to see their new tasting room, because I don't know if people are even following that, but we mentioned that they were renovating their, are actually building a new tasting room in front of their old tasting room. Well, they finally were able to get it open, and it's this huge room with like three tasting bars and a statue in the middle, and it's really cool. So we were able to do a tasting and enjoy lots of different kinds of chocolates with lots of different kinds of wines, with the Reserve Cabernet, the Cabernet Sauvignon, with the Cabernet Franc, with their signature Victorian Red. And of course, we did taste the whites too, because they had released their Victorian White and their Sauvignon Blanc, which were also very good. Grey Ghost is another one of those wineries that that does not produce a bad wine, that we like all of their wines. Can't find one thing to complain about or to, you know, critique about their wines, because they're all very good. Well, on Saturday when we went there, it was snowing already, like little pellets of snow, and it was cold and a little bit breezy, definitely wet. And we drove my car because of the SUV in case of the snow. But so we went ahead and brought some food, because we weren't sure if we were going to fill up on chocolates enough, or should we have a little lunch. But the boyfriend was hungry, so we stood out in their gazebo that they have out on the property, because all the chairs were inside for people to sit on. They must have had like 60 to 70 people there for the Cabernet and Chocolates event for Valentine's Day. But we went outside in their gazebo and had some leftovers from the night before, and enjoyed a bottle of their Reserve Cabernet, which is an expensive bottle of wine, but the boyfriend bought and we shared it, and that was very good and very nice. But it was cold out there. I was freezing out there. Plus, it was snowing. It was just, it was definitely different for our lunches at Grey Ghost. After that, the snow was really coming down, so we decided to go, because it's like an hour and 10 minute drive from our house, from my house. So we left and came home, and basically lounged around the afternoon. We took a nap. We watched a movie. We had some dinner, and went out to play in the snow, and just enjoyed the snowy weekend where we could just relax. Speaking of that, the rest of this week you're going to be seeing videos that I took over the weekend. I have 4 videos that I shot, and they range from like 4.5 minutes, well, I should say they range from 2 minutes to like 4.5 to 5 minutes long. The boyfriend and I didn't podcast at all this weekend. I did have the iRiver with me, but we just didn't sit down and talk on the iRiver. So, but I did record enough, lots of videos, so I will have 4 videos to play this week. And hopefully for John Ong, I got the audio right, because he says that he's unable to watch it on the video iPod. And I knew that for a while, but then I changed the settings to what he sent to me, and he said he was still having problems with the audio part of it. So, again, I'm sorry that if you're unable to see the videos on the video iPod, still working on that. But in any case, I was saying you're going to see 4 videos this week. Tomorrow you're going to see a short video about the boyfriend leaving some wine in the car. Then you're going to see on Wednesday a little short movie about some leftovers for dinner. And then on Thursday you're going to see a movie of us playing in the snow, in like late in the evening. And finally on Friday you're going to see a movie that's about morning inches, and that's all I'm going to tell about that video. So you could kind of say that this is going to be a video week on Archer Radio, because I'm going to just be playing movies the rest of the week. And I know that tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I don't have any special show or special video for Valentine's Day. You can definitely see the love between the boyfriend and I in these videos this week, so maybe we can count that as the Valentine's special. The boyfriend and I discussed getting together on Valentine's Day, but as you may or may not remember, he lives in the city and I live out in the suburbs, and we only get together on the weekend, so it's kind of tough to get together during the week. But I have to email him because we did talk about it, but we never came to a decision if we were going to get together for dinner on Valentine's Day. And one thing the boyfriend already did was, I guess, well, I was either in the shower or I was watching TV or something, but the boyfriend, little tricky little devil, he put a cute little Valentine's card in my overnight bag, like between my clothes, so I couldn't see it. And I got home from his house this afternoon, I was unpacking my bag, and out drops this card. And it was so sweet. It's like it's got little Valentine heart balloons on the front, and you open it up and it says, let me see. Oops, sorry. It says, "I just love you. Happy Valentine's Day." And it's so sweet, so I'm going to put that out. And I put a card to him in the mail on Friday, so hopefully he'll get it tomorrow or Tuesday. Of course, if he hears this, he knows it's coming. But Valentine's Day is going to be good. Here's the other thing that's going to make Valentine's Day every year more special, because our one-year anniversary is just a week from Valentine's Day. Our anniversary, if the boyfriend and I are going to agree on it, is February 20th. We have to talk about that because we have to figure out the exact date from our first date. But so because our anniversary falls right around Valentine's Day, it's going to be sweet every year. So our first anniversary, our one-year anniversary, is coming up next weekend. And we do have some plans. We're going to get together and do... Well, he's going to take me to dinner at a special restaurant that we'd like to go to. And, of course, enjoy nice wines. And, of course, because it's President's Day, it's going to be a three-day weekend, so we'll be able to spend lots of time together. And, of course, that's always fun. Now, I kind of got away from my talking about the weekend. I guess Saturday night we watched the DVD because I got the boyfriend a DVD player for Christmas, so we can now watch DVDs at his house. I gave him also the video, or the DVD, I should say, of, it's called Laura. It's a film noir from the mid 40s, I guess 1944. So we watched that and enjoyed some wine. Then we went to bed because we were so tired. Then today we got up and he went to church because he's a religious man, or I say spiritual man. And then when he got back from church, we walked up to the cathedral and, we marched up there because it was snowy. Although I should say the streets and sidewalks were pretty clear, but we did walk up to the cathedral and took lots of pictures. And, you know, for the boyfriend's birthday, I got him a digital camera, so he brought his camera and took a lot of pictures too. But, oh man, that just reminds me, I forgot to show him how to download the pictures to his computer. He's probably got 100 pictures on there now, because I got him a memory chip upgrade so that he can take lots of pictures. I have to do that next weekend or sometime. In any case, so we went to the cathedral and took lots of pictures because the snow it hadn't started to melt yet, and this was like around noon, so and there were still snowflakes in the air, and it was just absolutely beautiful. It was just gorgeous. I took like 50 pictures or something like that. I may post a picture on the website, I'm not sure. Oh, well, I'm definitely going to post a picture that Mark of Special Delivery sent me of the bottle of wine in his lawn. So look on the website for that picture today. I might post some other pictures. It might be a long entry, I don't know. In any case, after we went to the cathedral, we decided to go to lunch because we were hungry. We went to this cool restaurant called Two Amy's, which is a pizza place in D.C. I think they have two or three restaurants. And we've eaten there, I guess, once or twice before and loved it. And luckily, it was not crowded this time, so we went and had a good time there. And then by that time, it was afternoon, and I had to go home. But then, of course, a couple hours after I'm home, I find out that I don't have to go to school or work tomorrow. So I could have stayed one more night with the boyfriend, but, you know, you have to go with what you think you should do. And I thought I should come home because I have all this work to do. But I should call the boyfriend and tell him to come over. But I wouldn't want him to come over this late at night because he might have an accident on the icy roads because of all the snow. And speaking of the snow, I was really quite amazed. Maybe it's just D.C. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's just parts of D.C. But in the neighborhood where the boyfriend lives, he lives in a very, I would say, like an exclusive neighborhood. His building isn't all that expensive, but the houses that are in the neighborhood are like in the millions of dollars of cost for the houses. So maybe it's the neighborhood he lives in. But my point is that it's from the minute the snow started falling on Saturday, there were snow plows out and the salt trucks and all that stuff. And then this morning, like the minute the last snowflake was, became the size of a grain of sand, they started shoveling their sidewalks. Everywhere around his building, the sidewalks were shoveled, the streets were cleared. And then even when we walked up to the cathedral today, every street, every sidewalk was clear. And I'm thinking, man, we just had like 8 to 14 inches of snow, and there's not a bit of it on the sidewalks or the streets. Of course, that first gave me the fear that, crap, I have to go to work tomorrow because they were able to clear the streets. But I think that's just pretty efficient of the D.C. government that they're able to get the streets clear. Oops, sorry. But again, I think it might just be his neighborhood, because I know I've seen on the news where there have been neighborhoods that never get touched by a snowplow. And that's obviously not his neighborhood. Now, talking about the news today, because I just watched the news a little while ago, and I heard that Dick Cheney shot a man. I'm sure by now you've probably heard this. Asshole Dick Cheney was on a hunting ranch somewhere, I don't even remember where, and he shot one of his hunting buddies. He was trying to shoot a quail or something, and shot this guy in the face with buckshot pellets or whatever. The guy's in critical condition or something like that. I hope he gets in trouble for that. That would be great. But dumbass Dick Cheney shooting off his shotgun, I guess it was. I'm not sure if it was a shotgun or not. And of course, also in the news is the Olympics. The Olympics started on Friday night, and they're in Torino, Italy. I'm sure you know that. I don't need to tell you. That's nothing new to you. But the whole controversy this whole weekend with the Olympics was Michelle Kwan. What is she going to drop out, or is she going to skate? Because at a practice she had this weekend, she pulled a groin muscle and was basically out of commission for a while, I guess. But the thing is, this other 17-year-old girl gave up her spot so Michelle Kwan could be part of the Olympics for her last chance, I guess. But now, as of this morning, because this is Sunday, Michelle Kwan dropped out, and that 17-year-old girl, I don't know what her name is, but she gets her spot back in the Olympics, so that's really cool. But, just in general about the Olympics, I just don't follow the Olympics. Years ago, when I was younger, I used to watch them a lot. I think because I liked the human interest stories where they would show the country that they're in or the city that they're in and the Olympic Village and, life in that country and stuff. And I really enjoyed that part of it. But when it comes down to the sports, no, didn't really enjoy that. And this year is no different, I should say. Of course, because I was at the boyfriend's house Friday night, so I set the DVR to tape the opening ceremonies at the Olympics. But when I got home from his house today and started to watch it, I'm like, oh, this is so boring. So I deleted it. I'm just like, I'm not just not excited about the Olympics anymore. I don't know if that's the case for everybody, or maybe it's because it's not in our country, or that the time difference, you're not seeing anything live, that kind of thing. I don't know, but I'm just not following the Olympics and really have no desire to. I know that the figure skating is next week, but I don't know if I'm even interested in that anymore. So I'm not really interested in the Olympics. Now, I guess I should wrap this up. Again, if you have not heard about, I'm sure that the people who listen to this show listen to Madge Weinstein. So send Madge Weinstein your sympathies, your wishes, because of her partner Gussie Esquist passing away yesterday, well, on Saturday the 11th. And that's so sad. And then, of course, as I was saying earlier, for the rest of this week you're going to be seeing videos, so hopefully you'll enjoy the videos. And then next weekend, the boyfriend and I will probably try to record some audio. So this is actually the last podcast you're going to hear from me this week. And enjoy the videos. So, yeah, that's all for now. So enjoy the rest of the week. How do I end the show? I never know how to end the show. I guess just until next time, boys and girls. Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.